This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is lovely to have you here with us. It's going to be another hot day. Hasn't been so bad. Last weekend was just like the real crusher. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Right now, we'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to California's Great America, celebrating the Taste of New Orleans Festival, Nolens, this weekend and next. So if you want to go to that, call right now, 800-400-3697, caller number 97. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. O.J. Simpson has his parole hearing today.
Yeah.
I know, man. It's all over the papers.
Did you hear that it might not go his way because he was caught doing a 5-1?
It's fake news.
Yeah, it is. It's everywhere, though. It's everywhere, and it's everywhere being debunked. I like it. It's a good story.
He was caught sleeping with himself, and that would keep him from getting...
I know. Come on, please. That never happens.
I would imagine in jail you're doing that in plain view of everyone around you, What are you going to do?
I'd pull a blanket over your lap, I guess, is the only...
But eventually... Everyone knows what everyone's up to, and do you really want to be under a hot blanket when you're trying to...
You get sweaty when you're doing that,
At some point,
I think... And I picture, the prison blankets being those kind of, moth-eaten wool blankets. They're kind of that brownish gray, right?
I mean, it's all about... I've said this about all kinds of weird hang-ups that I have in general in life. They work, or they're there because they can be there. Whatever.
What do you mean?
I won't sleep in a hotel bed without my own sheets and pillow. But seriously, if I had to sleep, and I didn't have the luxury of bringing my own crap and was broke enough, I'd sleep in a gutter if I had to.
Right.
I mean, I've slept on sidewalks.
Sure.
I actually have slept on. So, you do what you have to do to get by.
Right. And if you have to do that and you have no privacy.
I say I would never poop in front of another person, ever. And I tell people in my family, I'm going to need some privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And standing outside the door
is
invading my privacy. I need you to go away. Mm-hmm.
Not to light the house on fire while Dad's in here pooping.
After a while in jail, I imagine you just are... I give up.
Right.
You got to do it.
I'm just going to poop.
One of the cattle in here.
Doing, Sam?
Well, isn't that the deal? They've got a toilet. I picture, the typical jail cell. There's a bare toilet right there, and you're sitting down on it.
Right, so
I'm
saying.
People are walking by. And
holding a washcloth in front of your face for the first week might seem fine, but at some point you're going to be like, I give up.
My arms are getting tired.
I'm over it.
Right. And, of course, I imagine that there's a
25, 26.
Oh, your mic's on.
Oh, another inmate. He's counting to 97. Right across the way, right across the hall, there's someone else who's just standing there with their hands on the bars watching whatever it is you're doing, right?
So back to OJ, I don't think they get in trouble for doing that.
It does seem super like a stretch. It's just any reason to have another angle.
Yeah.
I think that probably would be something that would go off. I don't know, every 2 hours.
Right.
If you're
so
in
bored,
jail,
right?
And you're reading your book, your alarm goes off, back to my book.
Right.
That took 30 seconds. I read another story last week. It was so silly. It's the only place I saw it was Radar Online that said the inmates call him Stinky.
Oh.
Because he can't control his bodily functions anymore.
Oh,
so he has to wear an adult diaper.
Oh.
And that's fake news too.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's possible.
Probably,
though,
but
huh?
I was
the dude
just
is
like, really?
80? How old is he?
He's 70.
70?
Oh. I guess he's not that old.
The real
he's
news is...
He's had all
is...
kinds of health problems, though, well, in there.
Yeah.
Sure, but...
What's the real news?
That's,
That the hearing is today at, I guess, 11 o'clock our time?
10 o'clock. Well, it's in Nevada
yeah.
at
no,
10.
No, you're right,
is
right,
it
right.
the same time? I can't even
it
remember.
It is. It says 1 o'clock Eastern time. Okay. I just bad at math.
I feel like those health issues are also part of getting a break from your cell.
Sure. I need, really need to just go rest in a bed in the infirmary.
Nurse!
Mm-hmm. So they say if it goes his way today, he'd be released as early as October 1st. And I guess that, and people, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but he's not in jail for those murders. He's in jail for like kidnapping, I don't know, extortion charges.
He robbed a man named Bruce Fromong, who was a sports memorabilia peddler.
Dealer, right.
OJ and a group of guys he was with used guns and entered a Las Vegas hotel room in order to get specific OJ memorabilia right. back that OJ was saying were his. And there was actually audio of it, wasn't there?
There was, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I believe there was like, I don't know why there's audio of it, but it was a whole, and supposedly OJ didn't brandish a weapon. He had his heavies
right.
there to do that for him. But in the end, he's the one who went to jail.
They're saying here that no one, including his prosecutor and the remaining robbery victim, this Bruce Fromong guy, are going to testify against him. In fact, they say here that Fromong has maintained his business partnership with OJ.
Oh, wow.
Even though the robbery is why OJ's right. in jail.
Well, they actually do say that... people speculate that Nevada was compensating for the fact that he didn't go away on murder charges and that,
oh, for
you
sure.
know, getting a 33-year sentence on this when, you know, even the guy who had been held wasn't complaining that loudly and continued to do business with him. It was just their way of making things right in the world. So thank you, Nevada. Or Nevada.
Nevada. What,
do you guys say Nevada?
Nevada.
Nevada.
Yeah.
On the East Coast, we say Nevada and Oregon.
Oregon?
Oregon. I grew up, it was Oregon.
Oregon's got such a thing about that, too.
I know. Well, every place has their thing. That's how you know when you know you're in with the locals when they tell you, don't say San Fran.
Oh,
oh yeah. No. Remember?
Don't say Oregon.
We were talking
Oregon.
To someone the other day that said San Fran, and
we all
kind of
looked
at each other.
Like, all right.
One of the corpo people.
San Fran.
Over there in San Fran, it seems like you guys are having a great time. Like, yeah, we're having a great time in San
yeah.
Fran. anyway.
More conference calls with New York.
Oh, woo!
Please.
Oh, you like talking to New York? All right. Well, we'll set up one up for every week then. So he was granted parole on some of these charges in 2013, but I guess until they were all granted parole on, you know, he had to stay in jail. So another thing they're saying is that he is going to make a ton of money just for being O.J. Simpson right after he gets out of jail.
Well, the real controversy, if you want to call it that, since everything O.J.'s been televised since the, well, since his college football days, really, but... the idea that they're gonna televise a parole hearing today. It's gonna be on TV.
Oh, what channel is it?
I think it's gonna be on ESPN.
I wouldn't doubt if it's.
And they were talking about it on ESPN, going, you know, would you watch this? And all the people were like, well, yeah, probably for a few minutes. I mean, it's OJ.
And if you get sucked in, the thing is, for a long time, a year in the 90s, that was our show that we all watched every day. Then we watched the recaps every night, and we watched, I mean, wouldn't it be great to revisit our favorite show from the 90s?
right.
OJ.
The reunion.
Right, exactly. Boy, the cast sure does look old.
Oh, man. And Marcia Clark's unrecognizable.
Oh, she's one of those victims of the knife.
At least her hair's straight.
Is it straight now? Last time I saw her, had like a little, like, it wasn't the curly.
Last time I saw it, it seemed like it was flat iron.
Yeah. She's just one of those chicks that's just gone under the knife a bunch of times. She had it tough. You know, it's hard for her. She was just a lady. just trying to live her life. And
they actually, well, no, she was a prosecutor in L.A.,
but she wasn't,
big,
you know,
city. I mean, but
didn't expect
but you're
to be
right.
a star.
That level of stardom,
she
no one could have.
She was a star of a TV show that we watched every day for
no
a year.
No one could have predicted that. She also right. bombed that prosecution.
Oh, you are not kidding.
So.
How did that guy not go to jail for murder?
Looks and like- that's the interesting part of that, the movie they made, the one where
like
they
the serial or whatever
retell
it was.
The story. Some of that you didn't know that Marcia Clark was coming under so much. I didn't anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay attention to Marcia Clark's hairdo.
Right.
Whatever.
People did.
Oh, it was killing her. It was killing her. I mean, that's what they show
bad.
In the movie.
And that was the days before social media. Imagine if she had an Instagram account. She would, that way, she would have just died the first week. Right. Get someone else. I can't do this.
And then the divorce she was going through was another thing where the husband was, you know, working the kids against her
yeah.
work schedule. Mm. And that's tough to see, too.
Sure.
Working mom trying to make a living and the husband's being it bag about
right.
it.
And the world is coming down on her. And then she loses.
Right.
ESPN is saying they're airing Outside the Lines. It's a 90-minute special today.
Oh.
And that's where they'll
well
be airing
as the
it?
Coverage,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would assume that they'll, you know, wherever you, whatever news station you tune into. Remember there were cameras in the courtroom. And then Judge Ito was one of the other stars of our favorite show from the 90s. He was putting like almost like selling signage on his desk. Remember that? Like he had like a computer.
Like product placement?
Right.
I remember the clocks, but I don't remember anything about signage.
Well, where's
like
the
Sony
clock?
Sony sign or something?
He had a collect. He's one of those dudes who has a collection of junk.
Oh.
And he had a collection of little dumb clocks.
Oh, I never noticed. Oh, you know what? I'm seeing everyone's airing it. Fox, KTVU, ABC, all kinds of stations.
You'll have to
NBC.
Work actively to get away from this today.
Yeah.
And why would you? Just succumb. You will be assimilated. So they're saying OJ, if he becomes a free man in October, there's this guy. He's the owner of The Hollywood Show, and they specialize in celebrity autographs. He says OJ would be the hottest commodity when he gets out, and that he would personally pay Simpson thousands of dollars just to appear at a signing convention where OJ would then also be making money per autograph. They say nowadays people don't even want autographs. They just, or they do, but they what they really want are selfies.
Mm-hmm.
And we paid $10 for selfies with people from Battlestar Galactica when we were at WonderCon or whatever
you
it was.
Did?
Yeah, it was totally worth it. I'm like, I love these guys. It's the mother of all Cylons.
Yeah, I don't see the signs. I still see the, what do they call those things? The sand, the hourglasses?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them on his desk.
So he could be out in the beginning of October, and this guy's saying he'll make plenty of money. Although, doesn't he owe all the money he makes to
the
Ronald Goldman?
Yeah, like $33.5 million.
He owes the money, but I don't think they were able to get at his pension.
Right, so he'll have that money, but I think that any he still owes them tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this would count toward his retirement. I mean, I guess if he earmarks some of it for his retirement, which is, I assume he's currently in, retired in jail. Anyway, that's
there's no shortage of ways to be a weasel, though, Sarah, so...
That's true, Vinny.
I'm sure he'll figure out how to keep from paying his debt.
I'm going to need that $30 for this selfie in cash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Thank you. That's one way around it.
So I looked up Judge Ito's clocks, and he had a collection of those hourglasses.
Yeah.
And there are so many behind him.
I know, but I don't see the signs you're mentioning, though. I looked up. There's a
I'm
laptop.
Like, yeah, that he had like a maybe at one point he covered the whatever the logo was on the back of it. Mm. Remember that being a thing.
Oh, okay.
Like that he was promoting something or other. It's hard to believe. Like, I mean, those were the days really before the internet was big. Like, that was right when we were all kind of getting email and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that MySpace was probably happening. Was it 94? 93, 94?
Oh, MySpace.
No, I mean the trial.
Oh, yeah.
94? 95, maybe? 94. Anyway. There's that. Looks like he's going to get out in the hearings today, so I'm sure you'll see that. Kevin Hart has a pregnant wife at home. So what was he doing on the morning of July 3rd at 5 a.m. outside a Miami hotel with a woman who is not that pregnant wife? What?
Who was it? What's the chick's name?
Is it his manager or something?
What's her name?
Would you be surprised if he was having regular movie star affairs? I don't know. I mean, would that really shock you?
She was his mistress when he was married to someone else.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He just married this one a few months ago.
Yeah.
Tell us this story.
So earlier in the night, Kevin was apparently partying with this woman.
Okay.
So I don't know if the party just continued to rage on.
Sometimes you don't want it to stop.
No, it is true.
I hope this night never ends. Don't leave. Stay.
Mm. So he was celebrating his 38th birthday and partying with this particular woman.
Wow, he's young.
Yeah.
Good for him.
His wife, Aniko Parrish is her name. Mm-hmm. She was his mistress. His first wife claims his affair with her broke up their marriage. Kevin responded, but not by directly addressing the situation. He posted a picture of himself looking at his phone and laughing, and it said, at the end of the day, you just got to laugh at the BS. So, I mean, what do you expect him to say?
Oh, I've been caught. Well, he wasn't even trying that hard not to be caught.
No. He's Kevin Hart the whole time. Like, people are on the lookout for Kevin Hart. People are on the lookout for Hooman. You think you get to Kevin Hart level, you know.
Well, we've even had people call who've told us stories about celebrities where we're all, we can't air that. We don't know.
Right, we
don't know who you are. We don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
But they go on to say, the guy even had his ring on and was drunkenly making passes at everybody in the bar.
Or, I did that guy.
Right.
And he had his ring on.
Yep. All those things.
Somebody who was coming through town.
Yeah.
And the next day, Regretta called in and gave us a blow-by-blow. We're like, oh my God.
Or I did that guy in the bathroom and his wife was in the audience.
I don't remember that one. Can you tell us more?
It's Living Dangerously. Don't say any names.
All right.
Just seems like a bad idea. I don't want any trouble, man. Jada Pinkett Smith was on Sway yesterday. She was, you know, I guess that...
And by that, you mean Sway.
Sway. Yeah. Sway.
So, people who don't know our show, if they're tuning in, they got to be like, I need a thesaurus.
No,
for this.
You're all right. Just it's the Sway show. She was on that show. There's that Tupac Shakur like biopic that just came out a little while ago, maybe a month ago, uh-huh. And Jada Pinkett Smith's portrayed in it. She knew Tupac apparently, and she said that's not at all how it went. And so now that people know that they knew each other, she's getting asked about it all the time. And some interesting stuff about her came out as she's talking to Sway about it.
Jay,
the life.
I just saw her on Jimmy Fallon the other day, and I can't put my finger on what, but man, she's had some work done. She looks really.
She's been in Hollywood since she was a kid.
It looks a little weird. Like, she didn't need to have anything done. She was perfect. Now she's looking a little like, oh, what's going on there? Oh, and then you brought up Tara Reid, speaking of bad.
Oh, so you're done with...
Oh, no, well, you can talk about it more. She was a drug dealer. Like, she had...
Oh, well, I was going to say, I just heard her talking about how she would tell her kid... I don't know what show she was on. I was just reading the article. I guess she's on some kind of publicity tour then, huh?
She must be.
But she was saying, her daughter Willow, she was saying, I would tell her not to marry, even if you're in love. And I thought, oh, well, that's crunch. Because I guess Jada got married very young.
Oh. Well, doesn't she have an older kid? Or is that Will Smith who has the older kid?
It might
kid?
Be Will Smith. I guess she, according to the article I read, which was this morning at 2 whatever time, she was married at 25.
Right.
To, you know,
somebody
Hollywood's.
Else.
No, to Will Smith.
She married Will Smith at 25?
She married him. Let's see. She's 45. She married him in 97.
Oh, well, that's it. 25. Did she have a marriage before that?
I don't know.
That I'm seeing.
But just to hear, not only just to hear a woman say that I wouldn't want to marry, I never really wanted to be married, and I definitely would tell my daughter not to marry young. That's interesting enough, but then the fact that she's still married to the guy
right.
also makes you kind of go like, oh, crunch.
Does he know you feel this way?
Yikes.
Should we tell him not to listen to this interview?
Yeesh.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'll do a food story and a phone story and a couple fast facts after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday. This part of the program is brought to you by Indeed.com. And before you start, Hooman, I do want to say, remember, everyone, we peak for the week at 9:15.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. We do. Oh, my. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to make a request.
Oh, yes, Vinny.
Can you please promote the peak for the week before your news breaks, because you're killing me.
You don't want me to undermine your news.
No, I mean,
news
really,
breaks,
what chance do I have to live up to that?
Yeah. That's, you know what? I will. I'm sorry.
You're crushing me.
I don't mean, I'll crush myself.
All right, thank you.
I'm crushing myself.
All right.
So, I won't even mention it again. Go on with what you were
going
to say.
Yes, everyone. It's been a while, but she's back. If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, you will see Yuzi's newest reviewzy.
Oh, the Yuzi's reviewzy.
And this time, do you want me to pronounce what you're reviewing, or do you want to pronounce it?
Well, let's see what you come up with.
The Recoup Beauty Scoop.
That is correct.
What am I scooping?
Yeah, what are you
it
scooping?
It is a little invention that is used to scoop out your makeup, lotion, whatever you have in a bottle that you can't get out.
Yeah, yeah.
It is fantastic. Simple little invention that someone's making millions off of, probably.
So you're telling me those last few squirts of that expensive moisturizer can be gotten out with this little...
With this little scooper. It's pretty cool.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Because, man, I get annoyed by conditioner, too. Yeah. Like, I'll get down to the end of the conditioner, and I know I can feel that there's stuff in there, and I cannot get it out
of
there.
Or if you have, like, a tube and you cut the end of it.
Yes.
And then you want to scoop that out.
You don't ever just pour water in there, squish it around?
I do. I will do that. Yeah. But I feel like I'm not getting now. I've diluted it.
You
Especially,
have
like, foundation. That stuff's expensive. Yeah. So this beauty scoop helps you get it out. It's really neat.
Oh.
So check it out.
Beauty Scoop.
That is correct.
It's also up at our amazing website, RadioAlice.com.
Thank you, Bryn.
But you should subscribe to use that YouTube channel, and then you'll get them every time she puts up a new Yuzi's Reviewsies.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
How did Vanessa do with the camera work and everything?
Great.
Yeah, she edited it and everything?
She's like, let's do this. Okay. Tell me what to do. Where do you want me to go?
So she was the director.
Yes.
Huh. Good for her.
Yeah.
Nice.
Great.
Oh. Well, congratulations on a new
Vanessa Garcia.
Episode. Vanessa Garcia. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? So I'll mention it one more time real quick, and then we'll move on. But O.J. Simpson's going to make a case on live TV today for his release from prison, where the 70-year-old former football star has been serving a 33-year sentence for an armed robbery involving sports memorabilia. He'll ask Nevada parole officials to release him in October, and no one is going to show up against him.
Right. There won't be people who are dissenting voices.
I'm sure Ron Goldman, is it Ron Goldman the dad? Or was Ron Goldman the kid? Fred Goldman.
Fred Goldman.
Would love to show up and just say, keep him.
Actually, it behooves Fred to get him out of there to earn money
that could
pay off that settlement.
Sure.
I guess.
If he needs
the money, then he wants him out. If he doesn't need it, then he's like, just vindictively, he could say, keep him in. Keep that bastard in. Although that guy, I mean, that's not what he's in jail for. So I wonder if they'd even let that guy come in and speak.
They wouldn't. That's why I don't think he, but I know he'd love to.
Right.
He really hates that guy, and with good reason.
I killed his son.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. What's a better way to tell if you're compatible with someone? You go on a first date and you have a great, funny, deep conversation with them.
Yeah.
Or you have the good date and bone at the end of the night. What's better on a first date?
I'm going to say the first one.
Well, of course
the,
you
the
are.
Good, conservative. Great, funny, deep conversation is the one.
Yeah, you don't like, you know, you don't do everything, you know, the world's not coming to an end the next day.
What
Take
if
your
it does? I don't know. I think I've definitely had that experience where you are having a great time. You wind up talking all night and you both sort of contend that you're, oh, nothing's going to happen. This is our first date. And then you wind up doing it. And then it's
on.
And then you're like, oh, man, that was awesome. And then he doesn't call you and your heart's broken.
That's right. How that went? 90% of people say good conversation is the sign that a date went great.
Right.
Only 10% say having to bone each other goodbye.
We had to.
Is the way you know that.
Without lock and parts.
You are a match.
What do you think, Yuzi?
Is it a date, or is it someone I just like met at the bar? Or
it's a real date.
It's a date.
It's a date. This person has said, I would like to take you out.
I guess we have to talk.
Oh, you do?
I guess.
All right.
We talked all night. We did it on our third date the next morning.
I'm sure. Although I have had my share. I mean, you don't want someone to say no to you, but the survey also found 60% of people say they have enough of a fear of rejection that they won't approach someone they might want to date.
Oh.
They just aren't going to do it. And that's the millennial thing, is this now you've got all these apps. They never even had to deal with the old, well, hi.
Yeah. Somebody's already pre-rejected or accepted you.
I was wondering if you might like to, if you're not busy. I don't know if you have a boyfriend or not.
Blah, 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 blah,
if
blah,
you
blah.
Are not busy.
Sweat and, trickling down right, your face.
Beating up on your upper
hands
lip,
a little bit
too.
Shaking.
I don't know why I'm so nervous.
Am I pitting? Can you just take a... That's probably not appropriate. Don't do it.
Anyway.
I just want to go out.
I understand that. The fear of rejection is awful, but really, that's something that we should all have to deal with in our lives, is approaching someone and talking to them.
It builds character.
It most definitely should be some... Right. It's definitely something you should be able to overcome.
Right.
It should,
you should be
just,
crippled by it.
Right. Always going left. There's a person I like. Bye.
I can't talk to them. I'm going to head into the break room.
87% of people say you can't get to know someone just through texting or chatting online. You need face-to-face interaction. That's a big percentage considering how many people are living
virtually online.
Yeah.
Right.
We get letters to our secret show. It's our podcast, which you can find at RadioAlice.com. We have a segment called Bad Advice. We get people write in all the time, and they carry on for years like that.
Yeah. We're finally going to meet this weekend. What should I do? I don't know. Just be a human.
Yeah. It seems like the pressure's really built now.
It is. It's tough, and it's going to be awkward when you meet someone after only talking with them online.
Well, if you know someone online and they're your soulmate, but now you're meeting them for the first time 2 years later, that's
got to
be...
The expectations are high.
Yeah.
You're my online soulmate. I don't want to ruin what we have online in the fake world by what we don't have offline in the real world.
So anyway, the overwhelming majority of people say a good conversation on a first date is the way to know if you're a good fit. I got another question for you about relationships, Sarah.
Okay.
When do you introduce adult toys into your sex life?
I say you do it sooner rather than later. Just if that's part of what you're into, because it might seem, first of all, you know, you might really be missing that if you haven't introduced it. And secondly, the longer you let something go.
So you're saying that you might be laying there wishing you had a
little help.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll call it a little help.
I would have to say, like, I hope that I never have to deal with this. But if I ever had sex for the first time with someone else, I would be like, hang on. I got to go get my thing. You're great. No, don't worry. You're fine. You are enough for me. But this little guy.
Oh, you don't mean your strap on?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's not what I mean.
All right.
I would want to get that
right away.
Right away
is your answer.
That's
then.
My answer, but I'm sure America differs.
Well, they do actually. According to a new survey, almost half of women and men say they never even use them.
Yeah.
Which that's surprising.
Yeah. Well, it's if they're getting what they need without them, then that's.
But
totally
are they?
Fine.
Maybe
that's
they're
the
not.
Question,
maybe
I know.
They're hung up and think that this thing is going to somehow damage them or make them seem perverted.
Right. Or like that the other person isn't enough, because certainly I have had men be like, "What? I'm not enough for you? You got to use that? Like, I got it. I'm doing it." It's like, hey, well,
I've seen the results firsthand, and I would say, here's your thing.
Yeah.
Let's just use that.
Less
because
work you have to do.
I'm fine. Well, no, I don't mind doing the work, but the point is you can see a clear difference. It's not, I've never had sort of horrible reviews. I try really hard.
Sure.
I'm doing the best I can.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when that thing's involved, it seems to really
heighten the
focus
whole
the energy to a conclusion much more quickly and much more regularly than without.
Mm-hmm. Say hello to my little friend.
And yes, in some ways, yeah, sure. There is a... Yeah, if you don't get that out, I'm going to be done, and then you're not going to be.
Right.
So let's get that out. Because I love you so much. Really, it just feels good. But you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. 15% of women and 21% of men are with Sarah. Bust them out immediately.
Yeah.
Don't let that become a thing.
Right.
Just
we
use this.
Yep.
And it's not a problem.
Right.
You're going to like it.
You could even go get a new one in a box and be like, I got this. This is only for me and you.
New is better.
When we're done, I'm going to throw this away and go get another one for whoever's next. I mean, you don't have to say that part out loud or anything.
Right.
But it's just nicer. It's not like, oh, here's old trusty. And it's kind of this crusty thing that you're pulling out. Like, hey.
Yeah, that, you don't want that.
No, you don't.
A little over a third of men and women say, bring them out within a month or so. Yeah. Not right away, but you know. And almost half of women and 41% of men will go a year or more before that gets introduced.
Mm. Well, for some people, they're mere enhancements, you know, like this is not getting old, but we've done all the stuff and let's introduce something new.
I can get down with that. I could see where when you're brand new.
Yeah. You know,
there's
you don't
a hotness to that where you are. Both on fire.
Everything's working.
Right. And there's less of that. I'm cold or I don't. Eh.
You're on my hair.
Ow! Get off me!
That's annoying. You just ruined the mood.
Oh, man. I wanted to do this list of the most hated random things in every state, but it's a little long. Let me see.
I'll do
some fast facts, and I'll do that next time.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Fast fact, 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 fact.
Most of Steve Jobs' wealth came from Disney, not Apple. When
really?
Disney acquired Pixar from him in 2006, he got 7.4% of Disney, worth about $4.4 billion.
Wow.
He only had about 2.1 billion, about 2.1 billion from Apple.
Very surprising.
Steve Jobs. Disney rich. I
can't believe he got that much of a percentage of Disney for Pixar. I mean,
look at what Disney's turned Pixar into.
I agree, but I mean, that seems like a giant chunk to give one person.
I'm sure he had, he must be a great agent.
He must have a good negotiator on his team.
Right?
I guess so. Because that's a lot.
In Vietnam, they call the Vietnam War the American War.
Oh.
Of course they do. That's interesting. It's like in Brazil, they just call Brazil nuts nuts.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
You think
don't.
They call them Brazil nuts?
Yeah, because they're particular. There's too many nuts for them to go.
These are the nuts.
The nut?
This is it. What's that? It's a nut. Oh, it's a Brazil nut. It's, well, It's just a nut.
Right, but walnuts, almonds, pistachios.
Maybe they don't have
sunflower
those there.
Maybe
those
seeds.
Are all called that, and then they just call that just, you know, give me a nut. I'm not calling them Brazil nuts.
Are we talking right now, hypothetically, like you just took a stab at it, or you know that they're...
I feel like I saw someone say that.
Oh,
let's ask our resident Brazilian, Luciana. I'll text her.
We'll see
who's right.
All right.
Get back to you.
Thank you.
Barbara Streisand is the only person who's had a number one album in six decades. Her first was People in 1964.
Sheesh.
And her sixth was Encore. Movie Partners Sing Broadway.
Oh, that was good.
Last year.
Yeah, we listened to a lot of that. I enjoyed that.
More than 30 million people in China live in caves.
Are there that many caves in China?
I don't
remember. I mean, I guess there must be.
That when
Do
the
you get your own cave? Or are you living like
I don't
a
know.
Tribe
when
a cave?
When the Olympics went to China, mm-hmm. I expected us to see China.
Right.
Like all the stuff. And
you
we didn't get to.
You can't see it because of the small.
I know.
Just
but
kidding.
I know people travel there, but
right.
You really don't know.
Well, it is a humongous country.
Oh, look. Bryn found
some
video.
Goodness. Luciana says, ha, we call the bara nuts the state they come from.
Oh.
So in Brazil, they're called bara nuts.
Bara nuts.
P-A-R-A.
Oh, P-A-R-A.
Uh-huh.
Para nuts. Why don't we call them para nuts? Para nuts.
Because we can't say that word clearly.
Bara nuts. I want some bara nuts. So those are all people living in caves in China,
yeah,
huh?
30 million yeah. people.
Huh. What a thing. It'd be fun to live in a cave. Oh, geez, they have quite a, you know, it's prehistoric looking, but.
It's big. Plenty of space
large,
there.
Yeah, they have all kinds of structures built in there.
Oh, they live with a dog and a chicken,
on
too.
That?
Chickens and.
And pay rent to anybody?
Oh, do you
on
pay tax
cave?
On a cave?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you just hand that down to your kids or have your kids fled for the city?
I'm tired of that cave.
I live in a cave. I got to go, Mom and Dad.
What's coming up in the trash there?
Oh, brain tumors. Never good.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.